Welcome to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast. I'm Steven Rothberg, the founder of College Recruiter job search site. At College Recruiter, we believe that every student and recent grad deserves a great career.
And I'm Peter Zollman, founding principal of the AIM Group, the leading global business intelligence service for marketplaces and classified advertising companies. We consult with recruitment marketplaces companies and publish AIM Group Recruitment Intelligence and a free weekly digest. We also host the annual Global RecBuzz Conference.
This is the podcast for you to learn more about how to create, manage, and work with general, niche, and aggregator job boards and recruitment marketplaces. Hey, Peter, it is great to be with you. If it's a today, it must be a podcast.
You sound like a program reminder for one of the big morning shows in the United States. Today, you know.
Tomorrow on today.
The only one of those people I can think of is the weatherman, Al Roker. I can't even think of the other people who do that show anymore. Matt Lauer, but he became a lesson in HR and talent deacquisition.
I think it's French, persona non grata.
Absolutely. And of course, CBS had their own. So regardless, it's good to talk to you. It is good to bring people from all around the world. And, you know, this is a fun thing we are doing here. I hope the audience finds it fun as well. There's always a little bit of gentle ribbing, and we hope a few nuggets of knowledge. What more can you ask, right?
Yeah. Well, and a few nuggets of knowledge just for the benefit of the audience. This is one of those podcasts that was really difficult for us to schedule because there's a 13-hour time difference between a couple of us and only a 12-hour difference between a couple of us. So. And you'll find out why, because today's guest is Joelle Pang. She is the general manager of Fast Jobs Malaysia. And kind of hold on to your seats because she's got quite the impressive resume. I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed at how little I've done and how much she's done. Joelle has over 12 years of experience in technology startups in a few different spaces: e-commerce, recruitment, mobile, and on-demand. She was the founder of two startups, one of which she exited after leading it to become Singapore's leading fashion e-commerce platform. I can be qualified to do e-commerce, but not so much fashion.
We can see your clothing today. Definitely not fashion.
Yeah, nobody has ever accused me of being fashionable.
Although that looks like the Zelensky drab olive t-shirt.
Yes.
So
yes,
you qualify
yes,
for
I,
that.
Yes. The audience can't see the video, but I am wearing a plain olive green t-shirt, and I would like to say it was in support of Ukraine, but it's not. It's just what was clean in the closet. So Joelle's company, Fast Jobs Malaysia, and its sister site, Fast Gig Malaysia, they focus on helping to connect low-wage job seekers to meaningful employment opportunities. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about that. Joelle, welcome to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate that you got up and stayed up. It's only 8 p.m. in your area, so we didn't ask you to stay up too late. We tried this once before. Somebody had a microphone problem. I won't say who, but it wasn't Steven. Mm. And that didn't work, but you had stayed up until midnight. So you would have been up till 1 a.m. We really appreciate that. It is good to talk to you. We obviously saw you at the AIM Group's RecBuzz conference in Barcelona in 2019. This year we had Huishan Lim spoke at the conference at RecBuzz Amsterdam. Can you talk a little bit about the major differences between how job boards, recruitment marketplaces operate in North America, Europe, and Asia, and specifically Malaysia, but Malaysia, Singapore, and Southeast Asia? What are the differences?
I would say that in terms of job boards, so for Fast for fast jobs, we focus on the low wage or the non-executive blue collar segment of the workforce. So everything moves really fast in Southeast Asia. And when we are talking about, you know, and we are called fast jobs for a reason. So in terms of the segment of the workforce that we are focusing on, a key difference really is that we are talking about hiring in huge volumes and in an extremely compressed timeline. So the kind of job seekers that we are helping to connect to job opportunities are, you know, people who work in your retail, F&B, hospitality, warehousing, logistics, customer service, you know, administrative staff. And sometimes you are talking about hiring 100 or even 300, you know, customer service or customer facing retail store associates to support an opening of an outlet. So definitely a lot of what we are looking at is very fast paced, high volume, urgent hiring. And I would say that that's a key differentiator because what we are also looking at is that, you know, we do have a high percentage of non-executive job seekers over here in Asia. And in Malaysia itself, we are talking about 75% of our workforce falling within this segment of the workforce that we are connecting to job opportunities for.
My co-host, Stephen, also does a high volume hiring podcast. What's different about high volume hiring from onesies or fivesies, if I can make up a word?
Yeah, so I think that that's a great question, right? Because the vision for us at FastCo has always been to reduce the disconnect between the white-collar, you know, recruiters and also the blue-collar job seekers. And this exactly falls within the question that you're asking. Because if I were to ask you, you know, Peter or Stephen, if you're looking to hire a senior marketing manager, maybe you might say, okay, it'll be really optimistic if I get a great candidate to join me in 2 months' time. And after serving that notice, maybe 3 months' time. But if I'm a restaurant owner looking to open 3 outlets in the next month, I'm talking about hiring 100, you know, front of kitchen, back of kitchen helper, service crew, and I need them here in 2 weeks' time so that they are going to be trained and ready for the grand opening. And if I do not get the sufficient number of, you know, candidates or workers in my organization or my restaurant in time, we are going to be talking about rental. We are going to be talking about operational costs that's going to be incurred. And we are going to be talking about missed economic opportunities simply if we do not hire in time.
Yeah, that is really insightful and very much the same in North America and Europe, that the speed to hire, not just the how long it takes you to fill in the application form, but just when you get back to the candidate, when you extend the offer, how fast you're able to train and onboard them. The fastest employers win. One of the things that I think plays into the speed that really helps fast jobs and fast gig is that, if I understand correctly, you're mobile first. And in North America and Europe, there are certainly mobile-first job boards and recruitment marketplaces, but they're unusual. The vast majority of niche sites either have no mobile app at all, or it's hardly used. Most of the job boards and recruitment marketplaces, all the action is on the website. Do you have a feeling for why there's that difference? Is it just a fast jobs and fast gigs thing, or is that common in Malaysia, Singapore?
I would say that if you were to analyze, you know, the usage of technology by job seekers here in Singapore and Malaysia, it would make a lot of sense to be mobile first. And I think it's really easy to quote mobile first, right? But what it actually really means is that we actually released and introduced fast jobs on a mobile app even before we had a website, a web platform for job seekers to, you know, search for jobs. So that's really what we meant with mobile first. And I would say that that is something that's extremely unique for fast jobs as well, because we spent, you know, a lot of time speaking with job seekers, the customers that we are looking to serve, before we even designed and introduced Fast Jobs as a platform to connect job seekers to employers in this space. And why we have actually selected this strategy is because We do notice that internet penetration and smartphone penetration especially is extremely, extremely high in Southeast Asia and in Malaysia. In fact, we are talking about high 90% plus, you know, of smartphone ownership. Some even own 3 to 4 mobile phones to juggle multiple like business streams and workflows. And what this also means for our segment of the job seekers, where most of them are lower wage income earners, is that the usage of or the ownership of smartphones as compared to laptops or desktops is 4 times higher. So if you are looking to meaningfully connect these low-wage job seekers to, you know, gainful employment opportunities, we definitely need to put these opportunities on devices that they are more likely to own. So with this strategy of mobile first, we are actually able to place thousands of job opportunities in the palm of their hands as long as they are able to afford a very, very basic smartphone.
I'm still hung up on the notion of having 3 or 4 smartphones. When I was in Hong Kong, somebody explained to me why somebody would have 3 smartphones. One is the personal phone, one is the China phone that I use for calling people in China, and one is the Hong Kong regular phone. But I don't know where the 4th one comes in. Let's talk how if you're trying to drive high volume hiring, you also have to drive high volume traffic. And you have to reach job seekers, a lot of job seekers. How do you do that? Are you spending a ton of money on marketing? Are you bus cards everywhere? How do you drive the traffic?
So that's a great question, Peter. And I'm actually reminded of the very first question you asked. And this might be something that's extremely unique to the Southeast Asian market, where the non-executive, you know, operational customer-facing job seekers really do make up a huge, I'll say majority of the job seekers here in our part of the world. And if you ask me, like, how do we actually build up our huge base of job seekers? Like, for example, in just Malaysia alone, Fast Jobs has over 1.5 million Malaysia-based job seekers. And if you were to add in the job seekers we serve in Singapore and Philippines as well, we are talking about, you know, close to 5 million job seekers. And answer is no, we do not have a huge marketing budget. But what we do have is, I would say, a very meaningful product market fit. And if you think about it, the recruitment space for the blue collar job seekers has not been a very highly served. In fact, it has been an underserved, you know, hiring and recruitment space by technology for a really long time now, where you have, you know, platforms like, you know, LinkedIn and so on that caters to this white collar or, you know, managerial executive positions. A lot of this low wage or non-executive job seekers have often had to rely on just walking around malls and also walking around shop lots looking for vacancy hiring, urgent hiring signs, and also just, you know, sometimes going to manpower agencies where, you know, they have to approach a middleman just to be connected to a meaningful job opportunity. So the idea of just having thousands of opportunities that might be customized and catered to your preferences and your I would say availability is definitely something very revolutionary. And I would say that because it really does serve a huge market need, the moment we introduced our app and just with a little bit of, you know, outreach, offline activities and online marketing, we saw our job seeker base just grow and grow, and it really just gained huge traction to the size that we are today. And even right now, a lot of our new job seekers get to know about Fast Jobs through word of mouth, because the most important thing is to really, the proof is in the pudding, right? That, you know, you use Fast Jobs and you get connected to a meaningful, gainful opportunity with an employer that has been, you know, vetted and I would say vetted by us before they even start posting a job.
We'll be back right after this break.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about. and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.
Welcome back to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast.
When you and I met a few years ago at the what was then Rec Plus conference in Barcelona, now Rec Buzz, and hopefully we'll be able to be in the same room again in April in Berlin for the next Rec Buzz. I just loved the passion, the language, the meaningful employment, and the example you just gave of somebody like walking around a shopping mall looking for help wanted signs. They can find employment. The likelihood that it's going to be meaningful, that it's going to be really well matched with their skills, with their ambitions, the hours that work for their families, it's just not nearly as good as if they can use a site like a Fast Jobs or a Fast Gig, where they can tap into a lot more jobs and find the best match. So much better for the candidate, so much better for the employer. I hope that you and the rest of your team every day kind of keep that in mind, that it's truly admirable, the work that you're doing and others in our space to help people find meaningful careers. Question for you, we've been talking about the business in Malaysia and in Singapore. It really seems like you guys really know what you're doing and are really listening to your customers, job seekers, employers. Are you planning on bringing that success to other countries?
So definitely, I think that our focus is on uplifting the livelihoods of these low-wage workers in Southeast Asia. So definitely, we had a great start in Singapore, where we are headquartered. And Singapore has always been this unique mix where the ratio of blue-collar to white-collar job seekers is about 50-50. And then, of course, our next market being Malaysia, that percentage of the market that we serve goes up a little to about 75%. And if you look at the opportunities in the other countries in Southeast Asia, Philippines, where we are also based, or even Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, we are talking about the blue-collar non-executive workforce taking up 90+% of the total, workforce in the respective countries. So definitely huge opportunity. And when we talk about opportunity, it's not so much just, okay, how can we, grow our footprint, or how can we, get more customers, get more job seekers. But I think what really, really drives us as well is really the scale of the impact that we can make, because our vision is really to uplift the livelihoods of these low-wage income earners in Southeast Asia by using technology, of course.
Sounds fair. You mentioned Vietnam, Thailand, those places. Would the same app and the same approach work there? I mean, are you actively and aggressively looking at those markets, or are you just kind of thinking they might be good places to go eventually? And I don't want to ask you to give away trade secrets, obviously.
Oh, I do, though.
I do, too, but not on the podcast. We do that for AIM Group Marketplaces Report.
The three of us will just keep it between ourselves.
Yeah.
Nobody will.
So no worries. Let me just put on my hat as a regional business developer, right? I will say that it isn't so much a trade secret or so much of are we just going to launch our app wholesale? But what I would say is that in this non-executive blue collar space, recruitment itself is still very much a traditional industry. And what I have came to realize over all these years is that the more, the more traditional an industry, the more localization it will take in order for it to gain traction and to also build up a meaningful footprint in terms of both getting clients as well as job seekers. So of course, it is really sexy, right, to be saying that, well, we are planting a flag here, we are planting a flag there. But I think what is most important for us is to find meaningful product market fit, because FastCo as a company and with the ethos that we have, we are really here to build a sustainable business where doing good is part of doing good business.
Sounds fair.
So March 14th, you're going to be opening. I'm just kidding.
Sounds good. Are there any specifics about a gig platform on mobile that really work or really don't? And I think I got one more quick question after that.
So I would say that, you know, beyond just talking about the features and what FastGig, you know, has to offer, I would actually really love to talk about why FastGig was even introduced as a platform to complement what we do at FastJobs. And it really just goes back to the why, you know, of FastJobs itself. And our vision has always been to create equal access to job opportunities for everyone, including the low-wage workers, including the non-executive job seekers. And what we have really seen is that, you know, let us not forget the pandemic. I know we don't want to talk about that anymore, but that has happened and it has really changed the way we look for jobs. It has changed our relationship with jobs in just that 2 years alone. And what we have really seen is this huge shift in the hiring and job seeking space is this increasing need for flexibility. And it's also a time where workers, not just white collar, but even blue collar job seekers all around the world are finding an increasing need for, you know, flexibility. And it's not so much just a case of, oh, you know, I want work-life balance or, oh, my priorities have changed. Of course, those are reasons too. But a lot of times in the segment of the workforce that we help and support and hope to uplift, a big part of why they require this flexibility is because caregiving duties in a lot of their households have shifted. So, you know, job seekers who may used to be able to put up their time for a 6-day work week, a full-time role, which requires them to work 5 to 6 days a week, is simply just not able to do that anymore. And instead of just discounting this entire group of, you know, job seekers who used to be able to work full-time and consider them as no longer relevant to our job seeker or our platform, we started thinking, you know, hey, circumstances may have changed. And also job seeking behaviors or requirements may have changed, but how do we as an organization keep in mind our vision to continue creating equal access to job opportunities, even if the format of the job opportunity might have changed? And that is actually the genesis of FastGig, where we are also helping employers now to meet their operational needs, because, you know, even in our part of the world, it has become more and more challenging to hire post-pandemic. So right now with FastGig, we are helping job seekers in whatever format and whatever available time that they have, whether it be just weekends for some students or a few days a week for stay-home moms who still want to contribute and participate in the workforce. We allow them and give them the opportunity simply by providing flexible, you know, gig work that allows them to contribute whatever free time that they have to still earn a gainful income for themselves with respectable, reputable employers. And of course, this is also where we are really thinking about how can we enable and also empower our employers to still meet their operational needs and also tap on what we call a hybrid workforce that is made up of both full-timers as well as freelancers, not only to meet their operational needs, but also to help them to keep a lean and on-demand workforce that is also supporting their daily operations. Because let us not forget that the recessionary pressures are also looming in the background. And I think this is really how we are really, thinking not just about the solutions, but really thinking about what are the problems that we exist to solve.
Well, that also answered another one of my questions, which was, can you explain the difference between fast jobs and fast gigs? And you just did very, very well. So I'm going to bring us full circle with a final question, and then we'll wrap up because we're running a little long, but that's always good. How many cell phones, mobile phones, do you have?
Oh, that's a great question. I used to have two, and then similar to you, I was like, how do I even juggle? Like, how do I let two devices run my life? And I have gone back to just one mobile phone with two SIM cards.
There you go.
Okay.
So one ringtone's for the family and one is for work or some variation thereof.
So my phone is so secret, right? My phone is always on silent because I want to stay in control of how I use my time and how I stay focused.
There you go. Well,
so no ringtones.
It's great to hear about what's going on in Singapore, Malaysia, the Philippines, and to hear you say our next markets are Vietnam and Thailand. And no, only kidding. said those might be in the future. So I don't want to put words in your mouth. For people who want to find you, where should they find you and FastCo, Fast Gigs, Fast Jobs? And let's spell your name, because Joel could be spelled 16 ways from sunrise. J-O-E-L-L-E. Pang with a P is fairly obvious. Mm-hmm. Find you on LinkedIn or email you, or how do they find you?
So definitely look for me on LinkedIn. I'm quite active there. And you can look for me with just Joel Pang. Or you can always drop me an email at joel@fastco.asia.
Sounds terrific. Any last words, Stephen?
I would just really like to thank you. Thank you for being up a little bit on the late side so that our listeners can learn more about the job markets in Singapore and Malaysia and how FastCo helps them. For the record, I have one cell phone, but it's not just my cell phone that controls my life. It's also my dog.
The dog is your cell phone, or the dog controls your life?
The dog controls my life.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it. Joel, thanks very much.
Thank you so much. It was a great chat.
Thank you.
Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces is a co-production of Evergreen Podcasts, College Recruiter, and The AIM Group.
Please subscribe for free on your favorite app. Review it. 5 stars are always nice. And recommend it to a couple of people you know who want to learn more about job boards and recruitment marketplaces.
Special thanks to our producer and engineer, Ian Douglas. I'm your host, Peter Zollman of The AIM Group, the leading global consultancy in the field of marketplaces and classified advertising. Find out more about our reports on recruitment marketplaces, job boards, and classifieds, including our new Recruitment Marketplaces Annual, at aimgroup.com/reports.
I'm your host, Stephen Rothberg, of job search site College Recruiter. Each year, we help more than 12 million candidates find great new jobs. Our customers are primarily Fortune 1000 companies, government agencies, and other employers who hire at scale and advertise their jobs with us. You can reach me at stephen@collegerecruiter.com.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.